We want to check in with Here Now's Alex Ashlock. He's at Boston Marathon headquarters downtown. And Alex, first of all, you can borrow my new excuse, which is I didn't win races because I was stretching.
I still stretch, but I think, as your guest just said, it's more a matter of habit than making any difference in
how long
you actually run.
That's right. But tell us, who are they buzzing about down there?
The big buzz, Robin, is Shalane Flanagan. She's from right here in our own neighborhood, Marblehead, Massachusetts. She's running Boston for the first time. She told me she remembers being a little girl coming to the Boston Marathon, watching her dad run the course. She could not be more excited. She is a contender in this race. She's tough, versatile. She won a bronze medal in the 2008 Olympics in the 10,000-meter race. Last August, she finished 10th in the Olympic marathon, so she is a contender in this race.
But as you always remind us, the African runners, Kenyan in particular, have dominated the marathon for years.
Yeah, you know, those guys and women are pretty good. In the last 15 years, non-African women have won the Boston Marathon only two times. And just for some perspective, Shalane Flanagan's fastest time in the marathon is about 4 minutes slower than the fastest time by the top African runner in the field on Monday.
Yeah. What about the men's race?
Same thing, Robin. In the last 24 years, non-African men have won only twice. And the three men who were on the U.S. Olympic team last summer are all out with injuries or because they're sick. American Jason Hartman is here. He finished fourth last year, but again, his fastest marathon time is 6 minutes slower than the fastest African runner in the field.
And Alex, we want to make sure we touch on the thousands of people who run for charities in the Boston Marathon. It's an official running designation. And this year there's a special group.
That's right. There are about 1,200 charity runners in the race this year, but Team Newtown Strong is getting a lot of attention. They're running to remember the victims of that school shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School last December. Lauren Nowacki is part of the team, part of the parents running the race. Her fourth-grade daughter did survive the shooting, but as we know, so many others didn't.
In the first 20 miles, we're honoring our 20 Sandy Hook first graders. And when we crest Heartbreak Hill and we're coming back towards Boston, we run the final six for our six fallen educators who gave everything of themselves, including their lives, to protect our children.
Oh, Alex, Team Newtown Strong running to raise money for a scholarship fund for the siblings and relatives of the Sandy Hook victims. We'll have a link at herenow.org. Alex, Heartbreak Hill will never seem more appropriately named than on Monday, and we understand a special banner.
Yeah, a special banner to honor the victims. Newtown victims, and all of the runners will be passing that at mile 26.
Okay, Alex, we will check with you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend. Join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.